But first, time to talk to the coach.
With Coach Mike McCarthy. Coach, you're back at Lambeau for your home opener. First time in the regular season you get to see what those 7,000 extra fans in the south end zone do for you in terms of noise and energy. Got to be excited about that.
Oh, definitely. It's going to be great. You could really see it show up during the preseason, and it really started on family night. So it makes a difference, and it's great for the fans, and it'll be great for our football team.
You're 20 out of your last 21 regular season at home. You know, there's some coaches who actually make it a priority. We're going to dominate in our house. Do you have that attitude, or is it just a product of what your team is?
Yes, we talk about it all the time. We refer to it as the Lambeau advantage. We have an incredible home field advantage here. And we feel it's very important to take advantage of it. And, you know, this is, opening day is always special. The alumni always come back for this particular game. So our players are really looking forward to this.
Let's get an update on the injury front. Josh Sittinger, Michael Finley, what do we know about them as of this morning?
Getting better. Our doctor sees all the players in question. That's between 6:30 and 7, so I'll get a medical report about 7:15. But you know, hopefully, I'm hoping for good news there.
The running game continued to struggle early on. Eddie Lacy did look better after he returned to the game after that fumble. He had a few opportunities to show what he can do out in space. What did you see in studying the running game, and what are some of the things you're addressing based on what you saw?
Well, I started slow, and frankly, it was just more the execution and the technique of the blocking unit. Particularly in that first series, so you know, Eddie really didn't have as good as an opportunity earlier as he did later in the game. But with that, it's like anything; you just got to stay the course and keep playing. And we only had, I think, 54, 55 plays in the game, so you know, that's our priority as an offense, because we want to be 70 plus plays.
One of the stories I thought was underreported from last week's game was David Bakhtiari at left tackle. When I looked at it, rookie left tackle debuting on the road against one of the better defensive lines. Given all of that, I thought it was a really impressive performance.
I agree. When you don't hear David's name called, it means he's doing a heck of a job. So he got off to a very good start. I was very pleased with his composure, his performance, and really everything leading up to this. So he's definitely has one game, under his belt that he can build off of.
You're facing RG3, a quarterback, Sunday. I watched the game Monday night. He got better as the game went on. It appeared his mobility is still pretty limited by his knee injury, but I assume in your game planning, you're preparing for the guy that we saw do what he did last year.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you have to. You got to trust the film and really trust the second half of the Philadelphia game. So, as you've already stated, he got better as the game went on. I thought he made plays. He made plays when he needed to. Did a very good job in the 2 minutes. So his ability to not only make plays, but to effectively run their offense, I mean, he's a year better. So this will be a big challenge for us.
All right, thanks, Coach, and good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you, Jerry.